والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. In this program, we talk about various surahs, we talk about their benefits and rewards. And today, we'll be talking about Surah Dukhan. So be with us from start till end, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, an immense amount of beautiful, informative knowledge we'll be sharing with you, and you'll be learning with us. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you'll be with us from start to end, because it's very short and sweet program of about 15 minutes or so. So you'll be with us from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. As many good intentions as possible, you can add and you can multiply your reward. Respected viewers, as I earlier said, we'll be talking about Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah, and it has 3 ruku and 59 ayahs, verses. The reason of its name being Dukhan is because in this surah, verse 10, there is a mention of smoke, and in Arabic, Dukhan means smoke. That's the reason this surah is named as Surah Dukhan. If we talk about the main subject and topics which have been discussed in this surah, the central subject of this surah, it talks about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Risala of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, and life after death, resurrection after death. This is mentioned in this surah. In the start of this surah, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed Quran in Shab-e Qadr, in the night of Qadr. This is mentioned in the start of this surah. And in this very night, all the specific affairs and matters which relate with people, they are assigned to the angels. In the surah, it is mentioned that those disbelievers who are in doubt about Quran, when they will be given punishment, at that time they will plea and request for the lift of this punishment, for the removal of this punishment, and they will agree to embrace the faith and Islam. And their condition is such, even if adab, punishment, is removed from them, yet they will not embrace true faith. They clearly witnessed the signs of the prophethood, nubuwa of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, yet they were steadfast on disbelief and they did not embrace the true faith. And as an example, the account of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Pharaoh has been mentioned, and the severe punishment they received, the consequences they faced, that is also mentioned. Who? The nation of Fir'aun. When disbelievers of Makkah, they denied the fact that there will be a resurrection after death, people will be given life back after death, when they denied for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the account of Tubba, the king Tubba, and subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the nations like Ad and Thamud, and through this their claim is rejected. The severe, horrific punishment of the Day of Judgment has been mentioned before the disbelievers of Makkah, and it is also mentioned about the accountability on the Day of Judgment, how reward and punishment will be given accordingly. And the food of the people of hell, Zakum, has been mentioned, which will be given to them as a food, the pus, astaghfirullah. In the end of this surah, the destination of the pious as a paradise and the destination of the disbelievers as hellfire, that is also being mentioned. And the reason is, those they are righteous ones, they become happy, and those they are wicked ones, they ask for forgiveness, and they get scared from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, now let's talk about the fada'il of this surah, benefits and rewards, the one who recites this surah, subhanallah. The Sultan of Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Dukhan in any night, 70,000 angels will continue to supplicate for his forgiveness until the morning. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, if you want that angels pray for you, angels supplicate for you, and what supplication? For your forgiveness. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Those they are ma'soom, if they pray for you to ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your forgiveness, and how many angels? 70,000 angels. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What should you do? You should recite Surah Dukhan. Such a great blessing, subhanallah, this surah contains. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me ability and tawfiq that I recite the surah, and you shall also make this intention, inshallah, after listening such beautiful blessings, benefits and rewards, you will also recite Surah Dukhan. Further, in hadith it has been mentioned, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Dukhan during the night before Friday, Thursday night, right? Forgiveness will be granted for him. Allahu Akbar. So you should also recite this beautiful surah as mentioned in the night before Friday. You will be granted forgiveness. In another beautiful hadith of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, it has been mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Dukhan during the day or night of Friday, Allah azza wa jal will make a house for him in paradise. What a beautiful glad tiding for those who recite Quran, for those who recite Surah Dukhan. Inshallah, a house will be built for that person who recites Surah Dukhan on Friday or the night of Friday. This is the blessing mentioned by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. We've got an understanding to buy a house, right? People, they want to construct, build their own houses. They want to buy mansions. They want to buy properties. In this dunya, we've got this understanding. We want to have our own house. But what about eternal abode? What about a place of everlasting destination where we will have to go, inshallah, in paradise? When will we be resurrected again? At that time, where will we be living that abode? Abode in Jannah, subhanallah. Have we built a house there? Have we built properties there where we have to live forever? Subhanallah, there is a chance. Recite Quran, recite Surah Dukhan, and inshallah, a house will be built for you. These are the benefits and rewards of this beautiful surah, Surah of Quran, Surah Dukhan. May Allah give me tawfiq to recite Quran so much. This was the practice of our pious predecessors. They used to love Quran. They used to understand Quran. They used to recite Quran. They used to, subhanallah, act upon the teachings of Quran. And this is the whole reason and idea behind this program. So we can tell you those benefits and rewards, the various surahs of Quran they contain. So you can get motivated. You recite not only in Ramadan, but also other than Ramadan. We should have connection with Quran. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should read what message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for us as a believers. What Allah is talking to us. What commandments are there for us. If not yet, then make an intention. Inshallah, you will recite Quran. You will read Quran. You will read that message which is there for you, for me, for believers. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. You will feel the peace in your heart, in your mind, and the knowledge you will gain after reciting the Quran, inshallah, that will help you to prepare your hereafter and get barakah in this world. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Quran. And don't forget to recite Surah Dukhan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.